Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's time to be in the presence of the Lord. Today is a brand new day. It's a brand new week. It's the 19th day in the month of May 2025. It's a beautiful Monday and the Lord is ready to speak to us. If this is your first time of joining us and you're wondering what you're listening to, this is the Open Heaven Hour, and right here on this show, the Lord gets to speak to us every single morning. And if you've been very frequent on this show, then you know what time it is. It's time to tell somebody to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it's time for a devotion. So I want you to spread the word and invite somebody to this platform and let them be partakers of today's blessings. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, we'll be looking at a topic which says, the urge to be generous. The urge to be generous. Our hymn for today is taken from hymn 28 from our Open Heaven Manual. Hymn 28, guide me, O thou great Jehovah. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Ezra chapter 5 to chapter 7. Our memory verse is taken from Hebrews chapter 13 verse 2. Hebrews chapter 13 verse 2, which says, be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Hebrews chapter 13 verse 2, be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unaware. Our Bible reading for today is taken from 2 Kings chapter 4 from verse 8 to 17. 2 Kings chapter 4 from verse 8 to 17. From verse 8 it reads, one day Elisha went to Shunem, and a well-to-do woman was there, who urged him to stay for a meal. So whenever he came by, he stopped there to eat. She said to her husband, I know that this man who often comes our way is a holy man of God. Let's make a small room on the roof and put in it a bed and a table and him. Then he can stay there whenever he comes to us. One day when Elisha came, he went up to his room and lay down there. He said to his servant Gehazi, call the Shunammite. So he called her, and she stood before him. Elisha said, you have gone to all this trouble for us. Now what can be done for you? Can we speak on your behalf to the king or commander of the army? She replied, I have a home among my people. What can be done for her? Elisha asked. Gehazi said, she has no son and her husband is old. Then Elisha said, call her. So he called her and she stood in the doorway. About this time next year, Elisha said, you will hold the son's arm. No, my lord, she objected. Please, man, the woman became pregnant, and the next year, about that same time, she gave birth to a son, just as Elisha had told her. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our manual today. In today's Bible reading, a Shunammite woman compelled Elisha to stop by her house for a meal as he passed through the city. She kept on entertaining the prophet at home every time he passed by, and eventually she and her husband built him a little room in their house so he could stay and rest during his travels. After a while, Elisha moved by her generosity summoned her and told her that she would soon be carrying a baby. She conceived and gave birth to a son according to the prophet's decree, all because of her hospitality. Sometimes when the appointed time for your miracle comes, you will suddenly have a very strong urge to be really generous and hospitable. You will desire to be a blessing to people even more than before. Today's memory verse says that you should be mindful to entertain strangers, as you may be entertaining angels without knowing it. The reason for this is that God can send an angel to deliver your miracle, and that angel can come in form of a human being. If you are hospitable to the angel, you will get the miracle. In Genesis chapter 18 from verse 1 to 14, Abraham saw three men passing in front of his tent. He invited them to eat, wash their feet, and rest a little. After they had eaten, one of them asked him about Sarah and told him that she would give birth to a son. The barrenness of so many years ended that day because Abraham suddenly felt the urge to be generous to complete strangers. When you start feeling an urge to be more generous than you've ever been, please don't resist it. God might be trying to push you to do something that will launch you into your miracle. It must have been difficult for the widow of Zarephath to give Elijah the last meal meant for her and her son. Ordinarily, a generous mother will say something like, "I can do without eating, but I cannot give you my son's last meal." However, she felt the urge to be unusually generous, and she didn't resist it. In return, she had enough food for herself and her son throughout the famine. Beloved, when you feel a strong urge to give, do not resist it. You might just be launching yourself into your next level miracle. May God reward your kindness and hospitality towards others with abundant testimonies far beyond the imagination of your hearts and all that you are asking Him for, in Jesus' name. Amen. Today's Open Heaven Course is an action point that says, when you feel a strong urge to be generous, take action and do not push it aside. When you feel the strong urge to be generous, take action and do not push it aside. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us today. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepodcastradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You will see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to, download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepodcastradio.com. And it's available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. To him and to each other, not for God, to remain blessed. Bye-bye.